The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly medical consultation with Dr. Ray Whalley. And what we're going to discuss today is hangovers. Yes, I'm sure everyone listening at some stage in their life has had a hangover, unless you're one of the rare people in Ireland who's never, ever had an alcoholic drink. Now, Ray, is a hangover a sign that you have done damage to your body?
Certainly, it is a sign that you have overindulged generally in regard to alcohol. And that obviously you could have, unfortunately, a chronic alcohol problem where you're doing it too often, or you could be somebody who's binged or basically taken too much on that occasion. A binge drinker is somebody who drinks more than six standard drinks on one sitting. But certainly it indicates...
Sorry, again, we have to cut. What is a standard drink? Because is that a pint? Does that mean it's 6 pints and then you're on a binge, 5 pints you're not?
Standard drink is an international classification whereby, for example, a half pint would be a standard drink. A home standard shot of wine, which is not the same as a home amount. There are exact amounts of wine and drinks, but one half pint of beer is a standard shot of beer.
You see, I think the vast majority of people, if you said to them that 3 pints is a binge, that's actually just a very quiet night out for many people.
Sure, but if you've gone off drink for a while, you will certainly find that 3 pints hit your head and you'll be all the worse for it. So a lot of it is down to the effects of alcohol on your body. And that's the difficulty for those people who are drinking quite a lot. They don't necessarily realise how much they're drinking.
You see, that comes back to my initial question. Is the hangover a sign from your body that you have actually done a damage, be it temporary or permanent?
Not specifically. It's more the effects of the chemicals in your body. So, for example, alcohol, the pure alcohol that's in a alcohol drink is ethanol. And there are certain other chemicals, certain other drinks like bourbon, like rum, like red wine, where other chemicals are in a greater amount. And I'm looking for that word.
And does
now,
that and actually impact on the hangover? Because, you know, sometimes you say if you buy a particularly cheap bottle of wine and drink that, you could be mouldy the following day. You could be absolutely ripped by it because you feel so sick because of whatever toxins are in there alongside the alcohol. But if you're lucky enough to have enjoyed a really good, expensive bottle of wine, sometimes you can wake up the following day and you're absolutely fine. Same thing, bottle of wine, which is expensive, you're grand. Bottle of wine that's cheap and you feel toxic.
And often you've done, like, you know, the word basically I couldn't think of there was congeners. There's another chemical, congeners, which are specifically in bourbon, rum and red wines. You're right, the higher the quality of the red wine, which tends to equate with more expense, less effect. But then again, that depends on what you've drunk. But equally, I'm afraid, making sure that you've regularly eaten, making sure, like, you know, because what alcohol does is it's a diuretic. Diuretic means it makes you pee more, you pass off more liquids. Unfortunately, with that, you get dehydrated. Your body tells you when you're not drinking enough, your urine will be yellow, going brown, things like that. So easy, simple ways of making sure that you don't get dehydrated is actually obviously hydrating at the same time as drinking.
Well, indeed, I remember a number of years ago being in Sweden and been very sort of always taken aback to find that every time you bought an alcoholic drink, they put a pint of water in front of you as well. And you're going, well, where have you got room for that water? But is that a good idea that can, if you match pint for pint, that you'll actually reduce the likelihood or the severity of a hangover the following day?
You'll reduce the severity of the hangover due to dehydration, because obviously what the water is doing is actually replacing the fluid. But equally, the problem is that alcohol is known to pass other nutrients out. So, for example, with people who've got a severe alcohol problem, one of the major effects is affecting the brain. So specifically, we give a vitamin called thiamine, vitamin B1, which is neurobeneficial. And there is evidence that other vitamins and other nutrients go out of your body. So that's why it is important to basically, eat well and hydrate well. There is evidence, you know, that eating some fruits, grains, proteins, foods that have multivitamins in them, replacing potassium with things like bananas. There is definitely no evidence one of these celebrity favourite IV vitamin drips that will do any help. That does zilch. Certainly you can replace your mineral loss by eating soup, eggs, nuts. And if you want to really spend a bit of money on it, yes, if you get your Dioralite or your different Rapolite, which are rehydration products, but you don't need to do that.
Of course, I suppose for many people as well, alcohol itself has loads of calories, which isn't necessarily good for you. But lots of people actually eat loads the following day. They're starving because they're hungover, and that's going to perhaps make them obese.
Yes, definitely. Unfortunately, there's a lot of calories in alcohol, and basically, you know, so what we're talking about here is there are lots of people out there who don't drink. There are a lot of young people out there who are skewing all alcohol full stop. Fair ball to them if they want to do that. But if you do want to drink, basically drink in moderation. If somebody does recognise they have a drinking problem, go to drinkaware.ie.
Are some people more prone to hangovers than others, such as on the basis of maybe their body size and shape?
Males have a larger liver than a woman, basically. So males can theoretically, and that's why the levels of alcohol advice are bigger for a male. But equally, if you haven't drunk for a while or you don't drink very often, unfortunately, it hits you in the head a lot easier or a lot quicker. So there is a degree of tolerance. But the problem is, while that tolerance is being built up, you are damaging your body.
Yeah, I mean, often we talk about the physical effects of a hangover, but what about depressive effects, mental health issues, that sometimes a severe bout of alcohol the day after can leave some people in a very dark place?
100% right. Unfortunately, many of the suicides in this country, individuals have alcohol on board. Many of the certainly isolated accidents where you'll hear somebody is driven into a ditch at 2 o'clock in the morning, alcohol is on board. And we live in a macho culture whereby the true effects of alcohol is not talked about. But generally, most people, if they've had enough alcohol, it doesn't have to be a lot with certain people, you feel lousy. That's besides the detrimental effects to your heart, your liver and everything else. But I'm afraid it is a depressive. It is certainly not something you should use to help you sleep at night. And it has terrible mental health problems. And we need to acknowledge that.
OK, what about some of the things again? Maybe these are regarded as old wives' tales to an extent. Hair of the dog. Best thing you can do the following day is maybe have a Bloody Mary and that'll sort yourself out.
Not a good idea. If we stick to the advice we gave before, literally hydration, eating good food, and basically recognising you've got deficiency in minerals, eating things like bananas, which give you potassium, things like a bowl of soup, a good bowl of chicken broth soup, things like that, they are better than the hair of the dog. Unfortunately, you know, it does reflect when you're feeling lousy that you've got damage going on in your body and all you're doing is exacerbating that and making it worse by doing the hair of the dog.
On your way to bed after coming home from a skinful of pints, maybe have the couple of Salpidine and the lots of water on the way to bed. That sorts you out. Wake up better the following morning.
Again, not a good idea. We stick to just the basic things like eating a good amount of food, hydrating. But, you know, a lot of your symptoms and majority of people who don't drink very much will not be there or will go very quickly by just the hydration. And like there's actually a recent study there published science, which indicates that drinking a bottle of wine a week is equivalent to 10 cigarettes a day. And unfortunately, we all know that both of those, be it cigarettes and alcohol, are carcinogenic, cancer forming.
And one final thing. The two-day hangover. Is there such a thing? You know, the way that you're wrecked, you get up, you labour through the day with the hangover and you think, well, at least the sleep tonight will sort you out. And then you wake up the following morning and you're still shagged.
I'd be seriously looking in the mirror and saying, what am I doing wrong? Because basically, you know, most of us, it'll be gone in the first day. But the problem is you probably have drunk an excessive amount of alcohol and that has left you vulnerable. And that is very important not to do that. You need to be reducing your alcohol intake or how often you drink.
And I should have prefaced all of the questions I've asked. I was asking for a friend. Dr. Ray Whalley, thank you very much for joining us for our weekly medical consultation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.